It's really the best solution because, okay, for Ponomarev and for Kasparov, I don't think it is worse to play a tournament than to play a match between each other. You cannot be sure that, let's say, for them it's more profitable, for their interest to play a match between each other, it's easier than to win a tournament. Maybe for Gary even easier to win a tournament because, you know, he's very strong in tournaments and not so far convincing in matches, you know, and that's why for him it may be even better solution. For Ponomarev also, okay, if you choose between match against Kasparov and a tournament where Kasparov participates with 2-3 other chess players, strong chess players, well, all other strong chess players, but 2-3 big favorites also. Also, you cannot say that for him it's worse than a match because, okay, and it includes, this system can include Anand, which is incredibly important because, okay, he was for last 10 years, you know, very top player. How can you just eliminate him? I think it's nonsense, simply. And also it includes all players from qualification who qualify. Also it includes Ivanchuk, who was in the final of last FIDE World Championship, and who couldn't play in Dortmund only because he had a contract with FIDE, only because of this, because he agreed to play. He agreed to play in Dortmund, and I know very, very well that he wanted to play. We spoke with him later on, and he said, I would like very much to play, but okay, FIDE, he had certain obligations, and they didn't like him to play there, and he felt morally, legally, of course, there is no problem, but morally obliged to stay with FIDE. And only this is the only reason why he didn't play in Dortmund. And if now he's out of this cycle also, okay, I mean, it's really, I believe, at least a moral responsibility for FIDE to include them in their cycle. I mean, it's for me, it's totally clear.